But a lot of small things. I'm not for funding Planned Parenthood. I'd take that to zero. I would not be in Syria unless Congress makes a declaration of war. We will not stay in Afghanistan if I'm elected president unless Congress makes a declaration of war. Only by going through that constitutional process can we ensure that the will of the American people is addressed when we have issues like Syria, okay. Afghanistan, and Iran.
Now this is Virgil Good on college.
You might not get what you want to hear from me, but you're going to get straight talk. We can't afford more federally subsidized student loans, and we can't afford more Pell Grants. I wish I could stand here and tell you, yes, we can give you more. No one's going to have to pay for it. Our debt of $16 trillion is bearing down on us, and as Governor Johnson said, we could well be like Germany after World War I. I do not support, and the person that asked the question on the internet is not going to like it, but we can't afford more Pell Grants and more federally subsidized student loans, certainly not at this time. We've got to balance the budget and decline the debt.
All right, now, how's that to amend the Constitution?
Term limits. If we don't adopt term limits, you are going to continue to have a Congress that is always worried about the next election instead of what's best for the country. And let me say this, if we could get it through Congress, and you might have to grandfather all the members of Congress there right now, which I wouldn't want to do, but you might have to. I'm for term limits between 6 years and 12 years. I don't care what it is, whether it's 6, 8, 10, or 12. It would enhance Washington so much because I was there 12 years. It's a constant worry about the next election. Where's the next fundraiser going to be? Who are the PACs going to be there giving me money so I'll be able to outspend my opponents? You watch the Chicago television. It is constant advertising. And the PACs are the biggest contributors to that for congressional elections. I will tell you this, if we could get it through the House and the Senate, it would go like a knife through hot butter of the state legislatures. Term limits, knife.
Are they